Good morning to all of you. We're so glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. And in our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 11. We're beginning a brand new series today on the Old Testament for New Testament believers. And we're going to be looking at various themes throughout the Old Testament that the New Testament are built upon. And specifically, we're going to be looking at Jesus Christ, because the Old Testament is, there's a thread of Jesus Christ, and He appears in characters. Their lives set a standard or share with us as a type of what the Lord Jesus Christ is going to do and accomplish. And so I wanted to just share with you a verse from 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11. Now all these things, now Paul has just in verses 1 through 10 shared the events of the Old Testament very briefly concerning the nation of Israel, of how they all had the same spiritual meat. They all had the same spiritual drink. They had all the same benefits of the Scriptures. They had the testimony of God's Word. And yet they turned against God in the Old Testament. And then he says this, now all these things happened unto them for examples. And by implication, as examples for us in the New Testament era. And they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. In other words, in the New Testament, we are approaching the end of God's purposes. He's going to consummate the ages here very shortly, I believe. The trump's going to sound, the rapture's going to take place, 7 years tribulation period, introduction of Christ's kingdom here upon this earth for 1,000 years. And then we enter into eternity. All those things are culminating the ages. And the Old Testament is recorded for us as examples for our admonition. Now, what is an admonition? It's a warning. Do you realize that whenever you drive, you get admonitions all the time on street signs? How many of you have ever seen that octagonal sign out here? It's red. Didn't notice that. Yeah, We've had a few people not notice the one out here. We had to call the police to help remind them of what that sign means. They just burned through there at top speed. It's an admonition. Stop what could happen if you don't. An accident. I was sitting downtown just this week and was standing there in line, and all of a sudden we hear this, bam. A van hit another vehicle. Turning in, didn't see the car. They collided and had to call the wrecker, had to call the police out and all that kind of stuff. Somebody wasn't watching. They were not following the admonitions of the yellow caution light that was up there just before it turned red. Beat the light. All right? Admonitions are everywhere. If you don't follow those admonitions, you take on risk that you don't need to be taking on. Everybody following? Why would I, as a New Testament believer, take on risks that I'm warned about in the Old Testament? Because of examples that are given to me. So we're going to be looking at some of the examples that are found in the Old Testament. And they're going to be examples that refer us to Jesus Christ. That's the beautiful picture that's painted by the Old Testament. So I want to encourage you today, as you read and study the Old Testament, it's not something that we leave behind. We're going to talk about some of the stats in the church today about beliefs about the Old Testament. I think you'll be stunned and shocked by some of the things that I share with you today. But we need to understand that they were written for our admonition, our learning, not to take on risk that I don't have to because I've been warned about it in the past.